You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Whether or not you're on your way to work here at 7 in the morning, maybe you've tuned in on our AM station at 11:45 AM. This is on 1510 AM WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM at 11:45 Monday through Friday. Or maybe you've tuned in here at night here, 8:45. We've been on for years here on WMIE at 8:45 PM. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. Here today and Monday through Thursday of this week, we're going to hear something I just preached last weekend at Island Community Church. The sermon's entitled, How's Your Soil? Taken from Matthew chapter 13. And it is astounding to me that the Son of God teaches that only one in four people who call themselves Christians, who start off in joy in the Christian faith, will make it to the end. Unbelievable, almost, isn't it? One in four people who call Jesus Lord and start out in the faith will make it to the end. We're going to look here this week at the various things that cause people not to cross the finish line. That's my sermon this week. This is my introduction here for this week. This is part one on Monday, part two. This will air for 4 days, Monday through Thursday, right here in this radio station. So enjoy this message now. How's your soil?
So in this parable of the sower, we see four different types of soils, which really is the spiritual condition of four different types of hearts. The first actually is the wayside, right? On the side of the road. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a weed sprouting out of the road? Even the asphalt even has a crack in it. And weed comes up out of it. The second is stony ground, verse 5. The third we saw was thorny, amongst thorns, thorny soil. And the fourth is just called good ground. Now, praise God, we don't have to guess what this parable means. Now, let's listen to the Lord's explanation of the parable and the parable of the sower, and then I'll help you apply what it means to your life and to your walk with Christ. Verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, then the evil one or the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. All right, stop there for a minute. Who can see this? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Let me give you a good understanding of this. Let's see, who can I pick on here today? I want to pick on Sharon. Okay? Let's say I'm the devil. I'm the devil today. I'm going to sit here. Sharon, see, I hear everything. I'm the devil, everything around me. Sharon says to her husband, "You know, I just don't understand this." You see? Sharon's got herself a new friend. That's what this means. You can't see this. You don't see him sitting in this chair. This is a spiritual thing that's going on. The first group of people of all four of these groups that start off praising God and walking in the faith, they don't understand. And because they don't understand, then the evil one comes, snatches away what was sown in his heart or her heart. Believe me, you'll never waver again the next time I ask you, does everyone here understand? I mean, raise your hand if you could see Satan sitting in the corner here of ICC checking you out, looking for an opportune time. You can't see this, is my point. This happens in the spiritual realm. Things transpire that you just can't see. That's what happens to this first group that falls away. Back to the Lord's interpretation. Now, I'm reading this. I'm interspersing this with my own translation. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed that was sown on the wayside, by the wayside. But the seed sown on stony ground is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but is, my translation says, temporary. For when tribulation or persecution come because of the word, immediately he falls away. King James says is offended. Scandalon is the Greek word. But the seed sown in the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and it becomes fruitless. But the seed sowed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, and indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now let's go back to the top of this. Let's look at these types of toils, these types of soils that are present in every man and woman here in this New Testament age. First off, back to verse 9, where the Lord says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Right off the bat, some people just aren't meant to believe because some people can't hear. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "The message of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who are saved is the power of God." So this message is not addressing to those that can't hear. We're not talking about them. But those who have ears to hear, and those who hear this message, those who understand that perhaps a change must take place in your life, and you want to get right with God, and you want to cross the finish line. Does anyone here want to cross the finish line? This text says 1 in 4 people that start off with that same desire will do that. I hope we're tipping the odds here and just everyone from group 4 is here. If you're not in that group, you can change what group you're in today. You don't have to stay where you're at. It's your choice. My prayer is the Holy Spirit will show you where you're at. Again, let's look at this first type of soil. Verse 19, by the wayside. That is, on the handout I put on here, does not understand. You know, whatever the Lord writes here, leads you to write on your notes here. For number one, does not. I don't have anything to give you on this. Whatever the Lord gives you right here, does not understand. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the evil one. This is a person. It's a devil. He's talking about Hoponeros, the proper name for the devil, the evil one. When he says, "Deliver us," the Lord's prayer, right? Deliver us from evil is deliver us from the evil one. It's a person. Whenever someone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the wayside here, beside the road. Now, this verse here probably is my main thrust for using the New King James from time to time, in addition to my King James Version, which I love, is right here. Because all this is spiritual. Why do people fall away? It's all spiritual. You just, you know, you can't see it with your eyes. Something else is going on and you just can't see it. Satan is watching and waiting, biding his time. Maybe sitting in that chair right next to you or behind you. Listen to this verse. Romans 7:21 says this. It says, Paul says, I find then this law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. It's like the law of gravity. You can't see it, but I guarantee you, walk out of a fourth-story building, watch what happens. Likewise here, I find then this law that when I wish to do good, evil is present with me. Now, I'm not saying someone that doesn't understand all the great mysteries and truths of the Bible, that's not what we're talking about here. His mission is to see you don't overcome. Everyone who hears the words of the kingdom and does not understand, then, as the text says, the devil comes and snatches away. Notice that, snatches away that what was sown in your heart. This is the same word that our word rapture comes from, snatch away. And indeed, a rapture will take place. Satan will snatch away the seed of faith itself from you. Faith is a gift. Don't lose it. And don't let it be stolen from you either. Remember John 10:10. The thief does not come but to steal and kill and destroy. And don't give him any more opportune to do that. Opportune time. Any opportunities. Have you ever known anyone to have fallen prey to this spiritual condition? Have you ever known anyone who's walked away from God because they didn't understand? Have you ever heard someone say with disdain, or perhaps just plain remorse, oh, I can't understand the Bible. Anyone ever hear that before? Some people wear it as a badge of honor. Oh, that's just, I can't understand that. Those truths are too deep for me. No, I'm going to live in the here and now. You make a comment like that because the seed has been planted in you and you hear the truth, and then you make a statement like that, and then the person, thing sitting next to you, snatches that word out of your heart, and then you walk out of those doors. And you're group number one, known as, from this point on, toast. The solution is, you see, there's help if you find yourself in here. The solution is we need to offer help in understanding. Amen? Let me help you pick out a good study Bible. Call someone you trust to help you understand. Let me add again, a lot of this falls on the pastor. If I'm going to preach and teach from the King James Version Bible, which I do, I am going to explain the text as we go along. Because I see a spiritual truth going on here that you can leave here and not understand and end up in a lot worse trouble. So that falls on me to explain this to you as we go along.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.